It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we do our best to look at the amazing abilities we have and the connections that, if we keep them in balance, allows us to really and truly live our best life. Those connections are the intellectual, the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical. And of course, without the physical, it's really tough to get to the others. I have as a returning guest, Moira Gorski, and she's a registered nurse. She doesn't practice in nursing, I don't believe, anymore, but that's her background. And so she certainly understands wellness, and we're going to be talking about some of that this morning. In the meantime, for those that are maybe new to listening to the show, I understand we're in 8 countries now, which is pretty amazing. And so the listenership is growing. But one of the things that I want you to understand is that all of the shows are archived at synergyconnectionradio.com. So if you go there, there's about 370 shows now. So in their entirety, they are there. And you can scroll through, 28 pages of different shows with a synopsis for each and every show. And then you can contact that person if you so choose, and maybe talk to them a little bit more about something that they might be able to do with you or for you. So on that landing page, you'll also see Boomer products. And I've been using the products now for over 6 years. I'm very certain that that's a big, big portion of why I stay as healthy as I do. And you're going to see about 2,500 testimonies there. So read through some of them. Maybe there'll be something that will just catch your attention and you'll go, you know, I'm having that same issue. And this person is doing very well on maybe one or more of the products that Boomers has. There are videos. They have their own podcast, their blogs. There's just a ton of information on their website. One of my favorite products that I use is collagen. Another one that I have been using for a long time is their barley, which a lot of people think that barley is a grain. It's not in this case. It's grown in Canada and it is a sprout. So it's gluten-free. So people that have gluten intolerance can use this. And the reason that they might want to use it is because it does reduce inflammation in the body. Inflammation is the source of every single disease that we have. So it brings the inflammation down. It rebuilds muscle and it removes toxins from your body. So, you know, that's pretty amazing all by itself to be able to have a product that does those things. Okay, so anyways, if you're on their website, you see something that you absolutely think, man, I need to be using this, then when you check out, just put my name, Lucy, in the discount box, and you're going to get $5 off. And it might go towards shipping if you haven't ordered very much, or it'll just be $5 off of your total. So take advantage of it in our inflationary times. $5 is $5, so go ahead and use it. All right, Moira, I'm happy to have you back. And from colder Chicago than here in Florida, you had some pretty brutal weather about a week ago. And I guess now it's just, you said it's rainy and chilly, but it's not that sub-zero stuff. And I know my brother in Green Bay, I mean, they had 50 below wind chill. So I don't know how, if Chicago got that low or not.
Not that low, but that's what's tough. You know, it's like, okay, it's 10 degrees, but then you have to look at the wind chill at that time, because then it's, you know, minus 10, you know, wind chill. I, you know, do a lot of work from home like you do. And when I can catch a sunny time to go walk, I'll go walk. And so a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, I was like, oh, the sun came out. So when I took a break from work, I went for a walk. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize it was so windy. The walk didn't last as long as I thought it was going to. And I'm glad I had my coat with the hood on, because it was windy, even though the sun was out. So yeah, it's nicer today. It's been raining quite hard. So there's a lot of water out there, but it's 41. So that's good.
Do you have any snow on the ground even?
Not so much anymore. It's almost all gone. We have a few little patches in our yard that were, you know, piled up a little bit more than the others. And so it's almost all gone. But yeah, the vast majority, it's all melted away. So I'll take it. I mean, it's been an interesting, like we said, it's been an interesting season with the weather.
Well, and I remember when I was living in Green Bay that our snowiest month was actually March.
Mm-hmm.
That's and right. So
you can't relax in February.
No, you're still a little ways away. And I also remember driving down to Milwaukee and then Chicago from Green Bay. And here in Florida, when you drive north, you don't have the same temperature changes and seasonal changes. It's kind of, I think it's just because of the way Florida is a peninsula surrounded by water. But in the Green Bay area, by the time we would get to Milwaukee, like in March, there would be buds on the trees in Milwaukee. We didn't have them yet. By the time we got to Chicago, you might have little leaves out. So in a 3-hour period of time, you could see the difference in just where the state was located.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
right. Yeah.
Well, all right. So we are going to be talking about how you choose a word. And we're a little bit late for helping people maybe do this for the whole calendar year, but they could, you know, start today or tomorrow and work off of a calendar year from that date. But choosing a word that is going to help them focus their intentions is my understanding. And so how did that work for you? When did you start doing that?
You know, I think it's been probably a half a dozen years that I've been choosing a word of the year. And it's, don't know exactly who introduced me to the concept, but probably somebody on my team or within my network. And it's just that idea that, like you said, being intentional, you know, we, at the beginning of every year, people are all about resolutions and changing things. And I really like, I mean, I think it's good to say, okay, it's the beginning of the year. What hasn't worked? What has worked? I do a bit of an exercise like that called start, stop, and continue. Mm. So I try to, you know, spend some time reflecting and journaling about, you know, what do I want to start doing in this new year? What do I want to stop doing? Like, what hasn't served me? And then what I want to continue doing. And so that's a really nice exercise to really, again, do some reflection on the past year, the past 12 months. And like, again, what's worked, what's not worked, what do I still want to do? What do I want to kind of get rid of? And it's kind of along those same lines as I'm doing that. Then I think about, again, this coming year and really what my goals are, what my intentions are, and really spend some time like kind of narrowing that down to one word. And sometimes it's been choice. Sometimes it's been believe. You know, I've done workshops with my team and we've, you know, they've picked whatever resonates with them at the time. Mm-hmm. And then working on just, you know, having that as a focus as you go through the years. Because it's, you know, if it's like, for instance, mine this year is focus.
Okay.
Because as I was doing those, that reflective time at the end of the year, that start, stop, and continue, and setting some goals for the year in business, as well as, I think you know that I do ballroom dance. And so I've got some goals. I was challenged to set some goals in that area to improve my dance and in different competitions and things. And it really came down to, because I kept hearing this word focus with my business goals, as well as my dance goals. And it really resonated. And what it led me to think about is that, I mean, I have a successful business, I'm a successful entrepreneur and podcaster and all that. And I do tend to get distracted or get interested in something that somebody may come and say, hey, how about this? Or someone told me about something this week about this other type of training or mastermind or thing like that. And in the past, I think what I've done is like, oh, that sounds good. Maybe I could do a little bit of that, or maybe I could do that. And I kind of would veer off from focusing on what my goals were. And so keeping that word in mind, and it's over on my little board over there that I have my goals written down on, by staying focused, it's keeping me from saying yes to those things. But it's focused for this year. It's the goals for this year, or it's the choices for this year, whatever word you choose. And that helped me too think about, okay, it's for this year, like for my ballroom dance. Okay, it's a couple of different competitions. I'm going to be turning 60 in September where there's a big competition. I was like, wow, I think if I really work towards that, that would be great to be able to get there, feel comfortable, have some success there. And that's this year. So next year, there can be something else that I work on. But for this year, I'm focusing on that. So there isn't any other little, and I'm a smooth dancer. So I do the waltz, tango, foxtrot. So no rhythm competitions, no showcases. I'm focusing on smooth, you know. Okay. And then the focusing for the business expand, you know, for my team expansion, my team, team growth, you know, I'm really focused on who I can help and who I want to help, who I want to partner with. And so I just keep that in mind. And it's just, it's leading my conversations. It's leading my choices then, because if somebody comes and says, hey, do you want to join this? Or do you want to go to this? I'll say, you know what? That doesn't really align with my goals for this year, because I'm really focused on this. But thanks for, that's right. Somebody came and said, do you want to be part of this compilation book? You know, they have those books where you can share your story and there's half a dozen stories or 10 stories in there. And I said, I'd love to do that, but that's not for this year. That's not my focus this year. So perhaps you can revisit it. And so it's just, again, it's keeping me intentional to really focus on those goals. And that's really how I've come about with it. And it's really, you know, I just like it better than resolutions is so kind of like wrapped around, like, you know, you start this resolution and then a few weeks it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
You know, you fall off the wagon or whatever. Well, this is something that you can really intentionally set to really work on and keep in mind for the whole year.
All right. So do you, like when you get up in the morning, is that one of the first things that you sort of visit is what are my personal objectives for the day that will align with focusing?
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm, well, in the day, and certainly I like to look at my month and plan out my month and fill my calendar with different networking opportunities or different, you know, connections or podcasts or lunches or whatever. And so again, when I'm making those choices, when I'm filling my calendar, then yeah, I'm keeping those goals in mind, keeping that focus of what I'm trying to accomplish. You know, my morning routine, I think we've talked about it before on your podcast at another time. You know, I have a regular morning routine where I do reading and meditation and journaling and some prayer, and I'm reading a couple of books now during that morning time about habits, the Atomic Habits book.
Oh, that's a good one.
A really good one. And then there's another one that someone recommended called The Gap and the Gain.
I've heard of that one too.
Yeah. And that's a really good one too, because I tend to live in the gap and don't always, again, look at the gains and things like that. So those are, and again, those are two books that are helping me, you know, create some better habits and to really focus on the things that are good and those gains. So that I feel like that's aligned with that word and my goals and intentions too for the year. So it's really, again, I like that word intentional that you used. It's really being intentional and paying attention to what we're saying yes to and what we're saying no to, so that it really aligns with what we want to do for the year, you know, and what, you know, and it can be life, business, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you're up to that year.
Right. Because I'm thinking, like, just with the word you chose, I think if you looked at the four aspects, like I said in the beginning, of who we are, so if you were focusing on, you know, emotional wellness, if you were focusing on physical wellness, if you were focusing on your spiritual, you know, however you want to look at that, whether it's religion or whether it's a connection to a greater purpose, the divine, the universe. But if you looked at focus and just said, how am I keeping my life in balance? Because if the focus only went to, like in your case, you know, the dance, then you've got a wobbly table again. If the, if it only went to your team and you left out your family or the spiritual part of your life, you know, then again, you've got a wobbly, you know, table or chair here. So if it becomes all encompassing and you use that word to help fine tune at each of those aspects of your life, you know, then I think the greater benefit is definitely there.
Well, it is that, like they said to me in dance, you know, when you set a goal, everything else kind of, you know, you, it, every, everything else comes along. So if you're looking at, again, okay, I want to improve to make it to this competition, but you're also going to think about, again, the way that you work out. So, cause I know that we're working on, again, the strength of my legs and my flexibility. So I've, now I'm doing more yoga during the week because it's really helping me open my hips and getting me to stretch more, which I need to do. Again, I'm a smooth dancer. So that, you know, and so, and then it's, the other things, the way that I eat or the way that I'm taking care of myself, it kind of comes along with that.
It does.
That's the goal, but those are the other things that I'm continuing to focus on, like you said. And so I'm taking time to try to get that rest and to do the meditation before I go to practice, you know, my lesson so that I'm in a better mindset instead of being so, I got so much going on. So it's kind of like you focus on the one thing, but then there's all these other things too, which I love. Like you said, you have to it works best if we're balancing it out.
In the
other areas too.
It's like decorating the Christmas tree. You know, the tree looks great by itself, but then as you add things to it, I'm doing something this year I've never done before. And I checked with a couple of people, you know, I said, is this totally crazy? And they went, oh no, we know people who do this. I decided, because I had not been able to put a tree up for about 5 years. And my husband was so sick. And then after he died, where I lived, I had 19 steps and there was no way I was going to be maneuvering a, you know, tree up and down 19 steps. So I moved the end of April and I'm now all on one level in a house. And I put up this narrower tree. And it was so funny because I just absolutely loved, you know, looking at it. And then I was feeling kind of sad as I was thinking about taking everything off of it. And I thought, why don't I make it a seasonal tree? I'll put all the Christmas decorations away, but right now I have spring flowers on it and little hearts, you know, for Valentine's Day. And for Easter, I ordered these little glass eggs and they'll be hanging from it. And if I get tired of it, you know, then I can just put it all away. But for the moment, it's just kind of cool. And I was telling somebody who's very much into Native American, and she said, well, you know, the evergreen is about everlasting life. It's about immortality. And I thought, how interesting. I had not thought about that.
Yeah.
So at least for right now, my tree still has. And I opened the door a couple of weeks ago. I had a friend that was staying with me and I was showing her something outside and it was right at twilight. And this little Florida wren, I mean, they're very small birds. I think it saw the tree and it went flying into the house. And I was like, oh no, how am I going to get you out? You can't take up residence here. And so it took us about 10 minutes to guide, you know, this little guy or gal, you know, back out the front door. But so it's kind of cool how you can, you know, be open at least to whatever you're supposed to maybe be learning at any given time. What are some of the other words you said you've used? You've used focus and believe and joy. Were those some of the words?
Joy was actually one that someone else chose. Although I love that because I named my journal, the Journey to Joy journal. And joy has a big meaning in my life now. Choice, belief, joy.
Patience as, you know, like something, because we all have a tendency, I think, to want it yesterday and not always work towards that goal. So I could see patience, tolerance, understanding.
Yeah.
There's so many different wonderful words out there.
Yeah. I know abundance was one year. Authenticity, you know, or authentic, because I wanted to really be authentic in my life. So again, it's there can be lots of, and it can be, you know, if people have like those resolutions to, you know, lose weight or, you know, help some of their health scores or, you know, it can be health, you know, so because again, then you're choosing, okay, is this a healthy thing for me to do? Is this a healthy choice or a activity? You know, does it align with that? So you can, you know, choose those too. It's just kind of what you're going through, or again, what you're open to for the year.
Right. I think one of the biggest challenges that we all face almost anymore is whether we're in alignment with our values, mm-hmm. you know, because what we purport to be, sometimes we don't live, you know, the mm-hmm. value isn't there. And so I think that that can truly be a challenge for a lot of individuals. We're going to pause for just a minute for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, everyone.
Are you feeling stressed and anxious about life? Have elevated blood pressure? Experiencing weight gain? Having problems with your immune system? Getting healthy and staying healthy is more important than ever, and it has never been easier when you have fundamental nutrition from Boomer products. Restore the youth and vitality you are used to in just minutes a day. Check out our website at www.boomerboost.com to see thousands of reviews from customers just like you who are benefiting from Boomer products. While you're there, check out our podcast, blogs, and videos and get caught up on the latest health news and information. Use promo code Lucy at checkout. That's L-U-C-Y to save $5 on your order. Stop existing and start living today with Boomer products.
Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show. And Moria and I are discussing choosing a word and living with that word for a calendar year. So if some of you are thinking about, wow, that would be a great idea, I need to do that, go ahead and start it today, because you don't have to do it on January 1st. You can pick any day and then just do it for a calendar year and see if that is maybe beneficial when you get to the end of that year and you look back and you reflect, you know, did I honor that word? Did I incorporate that word into my life? Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about how this has worked for you.
Well, I, when you talk about like, you know, thinking like reviewing at the end of the year, that was one thing that, one of my coaches talked to me about a couple of years ago when the year was ending and I was getting a little down on myself about some of the goals that I hadn't reached. And she, and it was the, you know, my husband and I had gotten sick around the holidays. The kids couldn't come home. There was just a number of things that I wasn't feeling so positive about. And she said, and I had been coaching with her for a year. So we had a big day at the beginning, a VIP day, as she called it. And so she knew what my intentions were, what my goals were. I'm not sure what my exact word of the year was, but she knew that I wanted to expand out and not just be, you know, that's when I started my podcast. And I wanted to really provide more to support people in mind, body, and spirit, like you do, you know, with the podcast, with the journal, with my health, with my coaching and things like that. And so I was feeling down and she said, listen, Moira, I have this exercise that I have my clients do, and I think that you should do it. And it's about celebrating your year. And so she had me go through, and it's a piece of paper that she has with chart on there. But the point of it is to go and to look at each month of the past year and just write down like what was good, what were your challenges, and just go through each one of the months and again, celebrate your year, because she said, there's a lot of things that went good for you this year. And, but it was that was a great exercise for me, because again, she knew what I wanted to do, kind of this expansion and support more people. And that's really what I did, but I didn't get a couple of these goals. But what I learned through that reflection is that, you know, the beginning of that year, one of our children was here at home and we were just having a rough time with him. He was having a rough time trying to figure out life. And I ended up, you know, putting down some of those motherly boundaries and saying, you need to move out. But it was a rough period of time. My mother also, her health declined quite quickly and she passed away. But then I also, you know, published my journal, and then I did some traveling that was really positive and some other really great things. And then I had to have a biopsy, which kind of set me back, and everything is fine in that arena, but it was like very worrisome. And there was a couple other things that were these challenges that stuck out to me, and overall it was really good. So that was really, I love that exercise, and I keep doing that, and I encourage my team to do that, because again, if you're looking at that word and then looking at the end of the year, reflecting, did my activities align with that? Mm-hmm. And overall, my year that year really did align with what I wanted to do. But I learned that I did have these challenges. And if I wanted to get some of these goals that I had set, and I love to travel with the company that I'm aligned with Shackley, they put these great trips out, and now we can travel back. And that was one of the things that I wanted to earn, and I didn't. But I learned from that exercise that there were certain things that I really needed to be a little bit more consistent with, in order for me to get the trip. And so that was a big learning lesson. So I was able to, again, look at the gain. That's why that book is so good for me, because I look at a lot of the gaps. And so I was able to look at the gains that I had and the challenges that I had, and then adjust some things for the next year. In the end of this year, my goal, I got that trip by the middle of December. So I was, you know, because I learned from that, that year, and stayed consistent, as well as done some other great things this last year. So that's it. That's how it's really served me in, you know, in my life with business and my family and things like that, is doing that exercise too, at the end of the year, to really kind of look back. Instead of, we're just always going forward, right? We've got on to the next thing and on to the next thing. But that's helped. And I also love what you said is, I think you said that, you know, just being open to things. I mean, I'm somebody that has, you know, for most of my adult life, you know, I just get things done. I've raised four children. I've built a business from nothing. My husband's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I'm just always doing, and, kind of taking control of that. And, but I've also learned that if I let go of some of that control and let go of having to know exactly what's going to happen and what's the right choice and things like that, then things come your way, and you're open, you know, and if you're open to them, it's neater to be able to see that. And that's what I've, again, as picking these words of the year, picking the things that don't serve me and letting those go and being open to the new things. You know, it's, there's just a lot of abundance that comes and a lot more happiness, instead of just, you know, grabbing on so tight that we have to know exactly the way, and is this the right thing to do? And you know,
right. So right.
I think, well, if we kind of have that overarching,
The goal oriented mind, you know, is our culture to a major degree. And I know, like, Eckhart Tolle, and I don't know whether you've ever heard, he's a, I don't know what, I think he's from India. I can't absolutely say, but his name is Mooji, M-O-O-J-I. He does a lot with gratitude and with being in the moment. And Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, being in the now, that you can only be there. You really can't be anyplace else. But the majority of time, because of the way America is and other cultures as well, certainly I think to some degree the Japanese, to some degree the Chinese, even though they have Buddhist kind of philosophies and Taoism and things of that nature, we have become very goal-oriented in our objectives. You know, so technology has taken us there. And I think TikTok is probably one of the worst ones, you know, these days for kids, because they're so addicted to checking, to seeing if people are liking what they're posting. And that's not about being in the now and being, you know, with yourself. It's always about the future. Are they liking me? And am I moving in a direction that is going to be, bring happiness, you know, to myself and to those that are affiliating with me. The other thing that I did want to mention is, when you set this word for the year, I personally would think that you would want to have faith every single time in yourself, that you will guide yourself, that the universe will guide you, that your angels and guides will guide you. Because when you set the intention that this is what I want for this year, and then you're still, I was noticing your sign, be still my soul, because mm-hmm. when you become still, you hear the path. You're mm-hmm. not directing the path anymore. You're open to receiving. And when you're open to receiving, it does all unfold for you.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. I've come to know that and believe that. And yeah, that's why I love that quiet time in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's just that if I can quiet myself down and do some meditation or some just quiet reflection, mm-hmm. that's when we hear those things. You know, some people are like, mm-hmm. I don't get that. Well, it's like, well, just try it. Because mm-hmm. when we do quiet down, I love to sit outside and listen to the birds when it's warm enough for that. And mm-hmm. just sitting out in nature, mm-hmm. walking in nature, it's amazing what you start to hear.
Right, right. You know? I was with a close friend a couple of days ago, and we were walking at it's called Whedon Island, and it's a Native American preserve. It's something like 17,000 acres, and it's on the water. And so they have a lot of boardwalks, you know, that mm-hmm. go out, and you can see the egrets. And it was the funniest thing in the world. There was a little blue heron, the lesser herons, but the blue one. And mm-hmm. it was walking right behind a larger egret. And so the egret would, you know, peck into the water, you know, for whatever it was that he was going after in the sand. And maybe small little fish, but the blue heron didn't have to do anything. He just followed him, and whatever got stirred up, you know, he was able to take advantage of. And I was thinking to myself that that's the way life can be. Sometimes if we, again, allow for things to happen and just put that intention out there that, you know, this is what I would like to have in my life this year, and then relax and know that it can come to you. Mm-hmm. Much like the tiny blue heron knew that his lunch or late breakfast, because it was early morning, you know, was mm-hmm. going to be coming to him because the provider was there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. He put himself in the right path. Yeah,
he did. And I think people can do that. We can take an opportunity to put ourselves in the right path for wellness, you know, by being open to listening for different ways. And not everybody is going to choose the same. We can put ourselves in the right path for intellectual growth and mm-hmm. understanding, you know, by maybe being aware of a book or two that can help guide us towards, in your case, you know, focusing. Mm-hmm. We can put ourselves in the right path for enrichment kind of in terms of relationships with mm-hmm. others, you know, whether it's a significant other or just growing with understanding with family members, mm-hmm. you know, but it can all happen, but we have to quiet the mind enough to make it happen, you know, to yes. allow it to.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
So this 60th birthday, where is this dance competition going to be?
Well, it's down by you. It's in Florida,
is it?
Although it's in Orlando, in the Orlando area. So is that close?
Yeah, Orlando is about an hour from me.
Oh, well, I'll keep you posted because, absolutely. Again, my goal is to improve enough that I feel comfortable. I mean, anybody can go to this competition, but if I'm going to go, I'd like to show up and, you know, place. You know, I don't expect to win because sometimes that puts too much pressure on all of us and you don't know who's going. And my age group is pretty popular age group. So, but I'd like to be able to go, feel comfortable that I can go and I can place top six, you know, with them.
So these are amateurs. They're not professionals you're competing up against.
Right. So it's I compete pro-am. So I dance with a pro and I'm an amateur. So that's what I compete in. There are some like husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriends that are both amateurs and they'll both dance and compete that way. And then mm-hmm. there's certainly, you know, pros. My partner, who's 26-year-old Polish guy who's been dancing for 20 years, he has a partner and they compete professionally. But in my case, yes, it's a pro-am. I compete in that pro-am type of
category. So dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the stars, yeah. Yeah. So I'll keep you posted. That would be great to meet you in person and see you and have you come support.
When is it?
It'll be that first part of September. So
okay.
It's like the 5th through the, it's maybe the 5th through the 10th or 4th through this. It's about 5-day competition, but I'll just be, I'm just smooth. So most likely we'll just dance one day. And, but my birthday's on the 7th. And so when they told us about that competition, I'm like, it just got me thinking. I was like, wonder, because wouldn't that be grand? I mean, I'm doing
a birthday gift.
Yeah, great birthday gift. I'm doing something that not many do. And I feel really proud. I discovered this a couple years ago and it's become something that's just, it's a beautiful part of my life. And it's like, wow, at 30 years old, to be able to celebrate that, that I'm able to do this and that I'm doing okay. And, you know, I just started thinking about it. And then thinking about my goals that I had for business, and I could feel it. And I got excited about it. And I said, give it a try. And then, you know, I think this is just the lesson for life too. I went back to my partner and the owner of the studio. And I said, this is really what I'd like to do. What do you think? And they're like, we're with you. We'll make a plan. And so my partner, he's synced up with me. He's got a great plan. He's really pushing me. And, but that's what I want. I said, that's what I want. That's what I asked for. So when you find somebody that you can, again, that believes in you and they can help you and encourage you, it can be a great match. So.
Absolutely. And I think that's amazing. So please, yes. You know, keep me posted because, you know, barring a hurricane, there isn't any reason that I wouldn't be able to go an hour and, you know, watch. And
yeah, so, I would love that.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Okay. So why don't you let everybody know how to reach you if they want to talk to you about, you know, how to set up this kind of a program for themselves, or maybe they want to listen to your podcast or, you know, something else that's going on in your life. So how does the audience get hold of you?
I think the best way, I mean, you can find me on all the social media platforms with Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, but I do have a website, moiragorski.com. So just moiragorski.com. And you'll find a link to my podcast there, a way to pick up my journal. If you want to be connected again, to set up a chat with me to talk about entrepreneurship or your word of the year, or to find a better path to wellness. There's all the connections there, and would love to have people, you know, I always love to get connected with those that listen to these podcasts.
Well, I think that all of us are trying to make the world a little better, you know, than the way we're finding it. And, you know, so we just do it drip by drip, I guess. But it's fun. And it's a great way to connect like-minded souls.
I've learned too over the last couple of years of my podcast and connecting with others, you know, as we share our stories with others, we just, you know, we give other people a way to feel like they're not alone, because maybe our story resonates with them. We give them hope. And many are, you know, shy to share their stories and all their struggles, but there's always magic in the mess of our lives and our stories and what we learn from it. So I think it's really important to do that.
Absolutely. Well, have a beautiful spring in Chicagoland, and you and I will talk again soon. And everybody out there, please go and make this your very best life. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomer's Forever Young products.